From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. 12:46 a.m. Eastern Time, 2:46 p.m. local time, a massive earthquake, magnitude 8.9, struck off the northeast coast of Japan at a depth of 8.5 miles. A warning of a tsunami upwards of 18 feet was issued immediately in Japan. That tsunami, expected to radiate across the Pacific, and at this hour, is estimated to be about 45 to 60 minutes away from the northern Marianas Islands, Guam, and Wake. Kamaishi City Port in Japan's northeast, known as the Horn Area, engulfed by a large tsunami. The initial tremor lasted 5 minutes. The magnitude 8.9 quake felt as far away as Beijing. We get more on this story from NPR's Louisa Lim.
Japanese television has shown major damage from the tsunami caused by the earthquake, which struck about 77 miles off the northeast coast. The public broadcaster NHK showed cars, trucks, and houses being swept away in Onahama City in Fukushima. Boats were picked up by the wave and turned upside down. Witnesses said the tsunami measured as much as 13 feet in some coastal locations. There are reports that there was a warning just 1 minute before the quake. Flames and black smoke were seen pouring out of one building in Tokyo. In the capital, the airports have been shut down and the bullet train stopped. The Kyodo News Agency is reporting numerous injuries. Tsunami warnings are now in effect for Japan and Russia, with a tsunami watch for Guam, Indonesia, and Hawaii. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
In Honolulu, correspondent Bill Dorman tells us Hawaii is bracing for a possible tsunami.
Hawaii is now under a tsunami warning. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says waves could cause damage along coastlines of all islands in the state. It also says urgent action should be taken to protect lives and property. While the center says tsunami wave heights cannot be predicted, it warns that all shores of each Hawaiian island is at risk, and that debris picked up and carried by a tsunami can amplify its destructive power. The first tsunami wave is expected to reach the islands at about 3 a.m. local time. For NPR News, this is Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
Japan's nuclear power plants have shut down. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, found himself at odds with the rest of the Obama administration when he told Congress the regime of Libya's Gaddafi seemed poised to prevail over rebels, the view echoed by Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess, Director of Defense Intelligence.
We have now reached a state of equilibrium where the initiative, if you will, may actually be on the regime side at this right. time.
A senior White House official told reporters the president expects Gaddafi to leave power. This is NPR News. The company that makes the schizophrenia drug Seroquel has agreed to a settlement with 38 states for $68 million. The deal resolves allegations of deceptive marketing practices. Greg Collard reports from WFAE in Charlotte.
It's the second time in the last year that AstraZeneca has reached a government settlement for how it's marketed Seroquel. But this deal is small compared to last year when it agreed to pay $520 million to settle federal investigations. Attorneys General made similar claims as the federal government, that it paid doctors to prescribe and market the drug for unapproved uses for things such as dementia, sleep disorders, and post-traumatic stress disorder. AstraZeneca denies the allegations but says it's in the company's best interest to resolve them. The settlement prohibits AstraZeneca from rewarding doctors for their prescribing habits. The company must also post on its website payments made to doctors. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.
Japan's Nikkei average closed down 1.7% after an earthquake measuring 8.9 struck off the northeast coast of Japan, strongly shaking buildings in Tokyo. The benchmark was lower throughout the day on worries over the Middle East. Recapping our top story at 12:46 a.m. Eastern Time, 2:46 p.m. local time, a massive earthquake, magnitude 8.9, struck off the northeast coast of Japan at a depth of 8.5 miles. A warning of a tsunami upwards of 18 feet was issued in Japan that could radiate across the Pacific Ocean. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for